Blog Talk Radio.
Is presented by Lawrence Technological University. Possible is everything. Sarah Chevrolet, the low payment people. Hungry Howie's Dough Raiser, your next fundraiser comes with flavored crust. Meijer, your destination for sporting goods and equipment. ClearVision.pro, the supplement athletes trust to maximize visual performance. Better vision, better results. And SnethCamp, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Come visit Telegraph Road's newest Dodge and Ram truck dealer, serve in Detroit.
Welcome back inside the State Champ Sports Network studio.
What's happening, everybody? Apologize about that. Little technical difficulties to get us going here on the State Champs High School podcast. No big deal. We move it along. Welcome to the show. I'm Jerry Mack. I'm your host in studio with Jeff Dulac, the man I call Deuce, the man responsible and in charge of the Dulac's docket over there on StateChampsNetwork.com. Jeff, what's going on, man?
That will be me. I'm good. How are you today?
Good. Appreciate you being in the studio with me. Looking forward to today's show. We got off to a little rocky start, but we got a great show lined up for everybody listening live right now. We appreciate that. And of course, you'll be able to listen to the archived file right on www.statechampsnetwork.com, right on our home website underneath the podcast page. So you'll be able to listen to that shortly as well. So welcome to the show. Obviously, State Champs, the high school network. If you followed the show, you've heard our executive producer and host of the show, Lauren Plant, say that we own the weekend, and this is just us adding a little bit more to our platform. This show is basically going to be able to give you an inside look at what we do here at State Champs. Jeff is responsible for a lot of articles, blogs, news, all that stuff that comes in, stuff that's happening on social media. So we've got our State Champs insider to join us on this. It's all right if I call you that, right? You're a State Champs insider.
Absolutely.
So obviously, we want to get right into it. We lost about 10 minutes of the show there at the beginning due to a little bit of technical difficulties. So we're going to cut it a little bit short today. So we do want to get right into it. But week nine prep football is upon us. A lot of teams have clinched playoff spots. A lot of teams looking for that sixth win. Crossover weeks going on, rivalry weeks going on, big week in high school football. It's the last week of the regular season already. Deuce, I can't believe that.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at it outside, it looks like it should be 40 degrees, but I mean, it's like 80 degrees out there. These kids have gotten lucky this year.
Feels like week three, not week nine.
Our first state finals happened last week in girls golf and boys tennis. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, fall sports are in full swing. I mean,
yeah.
We're back, man.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like you were saying, it's crazy that we are 1 week away from getting ready for the football playoffs. Boys soccer playoffs got underway this week. And state championship time is rounding into form right now.
Definitely. So just to give you a heads up, you can follow us on all of our social media platforms at State Champs Net on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and YouTube, as well as get all the videos, sound clips, articles, blogs, rankings, everything you need to know in high school sports can be found on StateChampsNetwork.com. Agree or disagree on that one?
100% agree.
We're off to a good start. We normally don't do that, right?
Right.
Deuce, I want to get right into something here real quick and just really kind of, I guess, talk about Tom Markowski's latest rankings, if we can get right into that.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll settle into the show here again. We got off to a rocky start, but let's begin there. So let's just – your initial take on Tom's release this week.
You know, you look at him, and his top five has remained the same for the vast majority of the year. Cass Tech, Catholic Central, Eisenhower, all ranked 1 through 3. that's been the case in recent weeks. Cass Tech and Catholic Central have some really nice wins on the year. And you got Utica Eisenhower, who I think a lot of people expected to be good this year, but maybe not number three in the state good.
I think they're a real big surprise to most people, especially myself. I focus on the Macomb Area Conference. I didn't expect them to be as good as they really were.
Right, I'm right there with you. I expected them to be the usual Utica Eisenhower team who's in the mix to make the playoffs, who's in the mix to make a deep playoff run. They have that potential, but 8-0 this season with some really nice wins so far has been impressive. You get down to ranking number four and number five, two really good teams. Wild Lake Western, number five, their only loss right now is considered a forfeit to Farmington in the season opener. Muskegon's only loss is to Illinois powerhouse, Lincolnshire, I believe. And other than that, those two teams are 7-1 and in the mix for the Division II and Division III state playoffs.
So I kind of want to tie that topic into the contenders and the pretenders. Tom kind of came out with his list of schools that he thinks has a legit chance at making a deep run in this MHSAA tournament that begins next week with pre-districts. You know, what's your take on that as far as the teams to look for? What's your opinion as far as the teams to look for and the teams that are going to be there but might not make as much noise as they normally do in the postseason?
You know, that's a good question. I think when you look at some of these teams, you look at teams like Granville, who, in my opinion, has to be considered a contender. They've really kind of made a statement with some of their wins so far. That's a really good west side of the state team, led by Ian Hall, one of our Mr. Football candidates. You look at Dearborn and Dearborn Fordson is somebody that Tom listed as teams that can't be taken as a serious contender. But when you look at those teams, those are two teams that you see that have some true playmakers that they can knock off some teams. You know, I know Fordson in years past has faced Cass Tech early in the playoffs. If you know, one of these contenders can't contain a guy like Hamzi Elzayat, you know, these are teams that can make some noise down the road in the playoffs.
Let's take a look inside the Macomb Area Conference here real quick.
Absolutely.
Caught me wetting my whistle there. within the Macomb Area Conference, now we've seen teams, you know, Dakota teams. We've seen Eisenhower there before in the early 2000s. Chippewa Valley has claimed the title. There's been teams from the Macomb Area Conference that have made deep runs. Mm-hmm. Stevenson was there not too long ago. So obviously a conference that is not too unfamiliar with the state finals.
For sure.
Are there any teams that are legitimate chances to make those runs? I mean, I know we talked about Eisenhower. You know, they've clinched the MAC Red, which it might have been the first time it's been clinched in week eight in the last 4 years. I know Dakota typically wins that, but I know it normally comes down to that week nine matchup. But outside of Eisenhower, we talked a little bit about them, but what about Dakota? They had Carlton return. I believe Hall returned this week, mm-hmm. and they looked like a completely different team night and day.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. You look at that's a team who I think is a contender, and it's one key word, and that's health. If this team stays healthy, their key players like Hall and Carlton stay healthy, this is a team that can not only make noise in the playoffs, but they can make a deep run. And it's just all based on how healthy this team can stay and how they work cohesively when they return. These are players that haven't been in the mix in the last couple of weeks, but if they get in the mix going on, when the playoffs start, this is a team that can really impress some teams or surprise some teams in certain regards, despite their kind of shaky middle ground.
Definitely. One other team I want to kind of talk about in the MAC Macomb Area Conference as far as making a run. Don't know if it's a team you're very familiar with, but Warren Mott, definitely a team that's familiar with the postseason in the last 10, 12 years since Tom Milanoff has been in charge over there. A team that is geographically always kind of fell victim to the first round of the playoffs. I mean, typically has to go south and face one of the better PSL teams. And record-wise, I mean, I had spoke upon it before on previous podcasts, but Warren Mott was a team that really would benefit from being able to escape the post the regular season clean, right? Because one or two losses, what that does for them, you know, in the postseason pairings geographically. But Warren Mott, a team that started off 6-0, dropped a couple of games now. They are in the playoffs, but what has that really done for their playoff chances and their chances at a run?
I mean, you look at their last two losses, you know, they lost to a Romeo team that was getting kind of hitting their stride, I would say, at one point. They dropped that one.
Growing pains.
Right. Yeah, that's a really good way of putting it. A team that lost a lot of players
right.
from last year's state championship team.
Searching for that identity and found it throughout the season.
Right. And then Utica Eisenhower, number three team in the state, they lost 38-6. This is a team, I think Tom Milanov has done a really good job at Warren Mott over the last few years. This is a team that those two losses there can really kind of set the stage for a little bit of noise in the playoffs. I don't know if I look at them as a true contender to make a deep run in the playoffs, but they can make a little bit of noise because of it's a tough schedule. They do have a nice win over Dakota. They've got a win over Chippewa Valley, a couple of tough losses the last 2 weeks, but they still have a good chance to make some noise.
Okay. We're people kind of like a rapid fire blitz show here since we're kind of shortened on time. But I want to hop across the border and look at the OAA again, another team that, since the 2000s has had success, has won Division I championships, have beaten the big boys in CC and Rockford. Lake Orion's won a title. Clarkston won back-to-back titles. Right. We've seen kind of a shift in the powers of the OAA a little bit as well. Clarkston's still right there. Lake Orion's had a few down years, but now we see West Bloomfield out there whose program has just turned from night to day in the last 6 or 7 years over there.
Absolutely.
They've got a lot of talent. They've got a lot of size. They are physical. They haven't lost many regular season games. Is West Bloomfield a team that possibly has learned from their postseason struggles? I don't want to say failures, but struggles. Is that a team that you're looking for this year to surprise people in the OAA as far as being able to make a deep run?
I'm not sure if they're even going to make the playoffs. They're 4-4 right now because of their forfeit loss in week 1 to Birmingham Groves. If they're able to make it in at 5-4, they should be able to take care of Farmington in week 9. It is a team. It's a team that's
yeah. One of the biggest stories in the OAA to me, like you said, I mean, 4-4, but a team that's just
absolutely
stacked with talent and went 9-0 last year,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, Ron Bellamy's done a great job over that school. He took over a program. They progressively got better leading into the previous 2 years, and it really seems like now it's more than just a team that's going to make noise every couple of years. It's a team that's able to make some noise every single year. I think Bellamy's done a great job there. They've had to replace some really good players in the last couple of years. You know, Tristan Jackson on to Michigan State, they're still able to make noise. Their quarterback, I'm pretty sure his first name is Bryce Veasley is his name. He's done a really nice job under center there, you know, kind of filling the role of Tristan Jackson, who was a do-it-all and really did everything for that team.
Is there a team out of the OAA that stands out to you this year as we approach pre-districts next week?
There really is, and it's a team I believe will be in Division II, but Birmingham Groves, and it's because of their defense. You look at what they've done this year. They lost to West Bloomfield, but they won that.
Another
forfeit.
Team that was, what, 8-1 last year with a premature bounce in the playoffs, I believe?
I believe they actually lost to Wild Lake Western. They beat Farmington Hills Harrison a little bit of an upset last year. I was at that game. What Birmingham Groves does really well is they play defense. You look at the number of points allowed this year, they've allowed a grand total of 23 points, if you're excluding the forfeit win to West Bloomfield, because, you know, that's just listed as 1-0. But that's a very good defense. They can shut down a lot of good teams. They can make a deep run in the playoffs. I'm not quite sure if they can make it to Ford Field, but it wouldn't surprise me in the least because that defense is really as good as it gets.
Geographically, I mean, there's a lot of good teams up in the northern region,
mm-hmm.
You know, in that bracket that Clarkston normally ends up in. You might see a typical regional matchup with teams like Grand Ledge and that sort of thing.
Right.
Is Clarkston at a benefit this year as far as where they will match up in geographically in the MHSAA pairings?
That I'm not entirely sure of. What Clarkston is going to have is they have a lot of familiarity in the playoffs. They've made their runs. They've made their pushes. Going back to when they won a couple of state championships. They've already beaten the Lapeer team. Lapeer's one of the best teams in that kind of northern, the Saginaw Valley League teams. It just really depends on where they end up. I think, like you said, they have a good chance of being
– great coaching up there.
Oh, absolutely. Kurt Richardson has done a great job up there. And, you know, there's a lot of good coaches in that area. But Kurt does a great job every single year. It's a traditional Clarkston team able to run the ball and play some defense. They've done a really nice job this year, 6-2, going into a tough game against Rochester Adams this week.
Let's take a look at one more conference, and then I'd like to get into your Power 5, which you release weekly on Dulux Docket,
yep.
Which people can obviously check out at statechampsnetwork.com. So definitely check that out. So I do want to get into your Power 5 momentarily mm-hmm. here, but before we do that, let's head down to the PSL, one of the most talked about conferences in the MHSAA, one of the conferences that – most people turn their eyes on to this time of year because they get such a great look at some of our future Division I athletes in this area.
Right, absolutely. You know, you look at Castech might have the two – or not – Castech and Detroit King might have the two most talented players in the state of Michigan. Donovan Peoples-Jones with Castech, Ambry Thomas with Detroit King. Those two teams, you know, they have the star power. You look at Castech with
– Now, those two teams are meeting up this Friday in the PSL title game at Ford Field, correct?
Absolutely.
And those two teams have already played once this year?
Yes, they have. Castech kind of jumped ahead early on. King made a little bit better of a game. I think Castech won something like 31-18. Castech, they have star power. Whether it's Donovan Peoples-Jones, Donovan Johnson, Jalen Kelly Powell, Rodney Hall, you know, the list goes on and on.
Before we get back to the playoff talk with them, is King going to pull the upset in this title game this week?
It's tough to say. I'm going to say no. I think when you look at the big difference, in my opinion, is going to be the quarterback play. Rodney Hall, a veteran, a guy who's been there and done that for 4 years now, he's going to, in my opinion, be the difference maker, a guy who's been there and done that, and that's also going to carry over to the playoffs for this team.
Now, those two teams will go Division One and Division Two, respectively, come playoff time, correct?
Yes.
Let's stay on line with Castech and Detroit King. Two contenders coming out of the PSL in Division One and Division Two?
Without a doubt. There's no doubt in my mind that those two teams can definitely make noise. You look at a Castech team, they've been ranked number one in Tom's rankings every single week this year. And rightfully so. They've made it look easy this year. I think the most amount of points they've given up is 27 points, I'm sorry, to Oak Park. But other than that, their defense, you look at their secondary. That secondary is...
No, they're hungry from last year's state final game as well.
Absolutely.
I think that state final game might have took them by surprise a little bit.
I think it did take them by surprise a little bit. You know, Romeo was first time ever going out to that type of environment, and they just came out and made noise. They brought their entire city with them. It might have kind of throws you for a little bit of a jolt. It was a little bit of a home game for Romeo, it felt like, especially early on in that game. But I think Castech learns from that loss last year, just like they learned from the PSL final loss to King last year. And I think my personal opinion is that this could be a perfect season for the technicians.
That was my next question. Obviously, we talked about Eisenhower. We talked about Dakota getting a couple of star players back and looking like a completely different team than they looked at the beginning of the year. Obviously, the OAA is going to have a couple of teams that can knock anybody out because of the good coaching in that league as well. Mm-hmm. Is Castech still your contender, your front runner?
I still list them as my favorite, but you got to look at Detroit Catholic Central. You know, their wins have been very impressive this year. You know, going and beating a Ohio powerhouse like Whitmer, I believe. And, you know, that kind of made a statement for Catholic Central that they're here to play too. You know, but these two teams, these two programs, I should say, have had some real classics over the last 5-6 years. And I expect it to be more of the same whenever these two teams meet up in the playoffs.
Okay. King, touch on them here real quick, and then I want to get into your Power Five because we're down to 4 minutes left in this quick show.
Well, you got Ambry Thomas. Everybody knows about him, but you got to look at a defense that's very good, very strong. And then a lot of it lies on the quarterback, Daquan Finn. First year starting for the Crusaders. If he's able to make plays, which he's shown he can do all year long, he's going to help this team go a long ways. You know, it's a key, this King team has a lot of key returners this year. A lot of players who played key roles last year, but maybe not the star players like a Armani Posey or a Donnie Corley, but these are still very capable players and very, very talented players.
Okay. Tie that into your Power Five your Power Five talk as far as the Mr. Football Award. Mm-hmm. Hate to put you under the gun here, but again, three and a half minutes left in the show now. Ambry Thomas, Donovan Peoples-Jones, Khalil Pimpleton, mm-hmm. Ian Hall. We've got some athletes that we're talking about in this conversation.
Do. We absolutely do. You know, for me, I'll work from five on the way up to one. I've got Ambry Thomas at number five, and he's a player who can jump up to number two in the blink of an eye. Last week, he had an 86-yard punt return for touchdown to beat East English, so King can make it into the PSL final. Got Tariq Reed from Davison at number four. Over 1,500 yards rushing, almost 30
two-way player, too, correct?
I'm not sure about Tariq Reed. I know
Ian Hall.
Ian Hall. Yeah, Ian Hall plays offensive and defensive line.
Yeah.
He's right on the border that fifth spot. Ian Hall is. Tariq Reed over 1,500 yards rushing, almost 30 touchdowns. As And then we move up to Peoples Jones had a huge game in the PSL semifinal against Pershing. Two punt returns for a touchdown, one passing touchdown, one receiving touchdown, an interception in one half. It just shows you just how talented this guy is. Move up to Khalil Pimpleton, who is a do-it-all, do-everything for Muskegon. Last week, you know, every week it seems like he puts up 250 yards total offense or total yards on his own. And he's just been kind of a linchpin for that Muskegon team. But for me, and it's getting closer, Khalil Pimpleton and Donovan Peoples-Jones are playing fantastic, and they're closing the gap, but Cody White's still my number one. You look at it's a Wild Lake Western team that lost their starting quarterback for a few weeks. Cody White hadn't played quarterback in quite a while, steps in place phenomenally. Going to Michigan State as a wide receiver, he's also a capable defensive back. This past week, he had two interceptions in the final 3 minutes of a win. He plays wherever he is on the field.
Very good. Well, you can check out
Dulac's Docket.
Dulac's Docket. You can check out the Power 5 in-depth on Dulac's Docket, as well as check out all the articles that we talked about today as far as Tom Markowski's rankings. You can check out his blog, In Play with Tom Markowski, on statechampsnetwork.com, as well as see all of the video clips, our main event, all of that stuff from previous shows. We appreciate everybody tuning in. We do look forward to next week's show. Hopefully it goes a little bit smoother at the beginning and we can settle in a little bit smoother next week. You can catch Deuce and I next week, Wednesday. We'll call it 5:30 again.
Fingers crossed.
Everything will go smooth. Those things don't happen twice to me. I promise you that. Friendly reminder as well. Make sure to check out State Champs Scoreboard. Lauren Ryan and Tom Talking High School Football, bringing you up to date on all the scores across the state of Michigan. They've got coaches interviews, recruiting updates. They talk about Mr. Football as well. You can check that out Friday nights, 10 p.m. to midnight on our Facebook live page and also on 97.1 The Ticket. So we appreciate everybody tuning in. Once again, make sure you check us out next week on State Champs Podcast High School Sports Show.